How many times do you hear people say that dreaded R word? You need to be more realistic. F*** that, I hate that word, it makes my skin crawl. I'm not interested in reality, I'm interested in creating a new normal. And when you understand the law of vibration completely, you understand that the more you focus on a current situation, the more of that you're going to get. Your circumstances are built on your vibration. So if we're focusing on the current reality or lack of what we don't have, then we're just going to get more of that. To get what you actually do want, you've got to be in the emotion and feeling and vibration of that as if it's already happened. Sure, you need to know what you don't want and use that as a launch pad to jump off to leap forward into what you do want. It's the thing that lets you know that if you're off track or you're feeling out of vibration or if you're feeling out of alignment, that you need to revisit what you're doing and refocus on the things that you do want and get back into that feeling space. But once you've established what you don't want, any time you spend dwelling in that space is only going to keep you in that state. Let's use an example. Let's say you're broke as a joke and you want to create money, but you're getting slapped in the face with the reality every day with those overdue bills that keep coming into your mailbox. Or those dreaded phone calls of people who need money. Or the email, perhaps you've forgotten you need to change your credit card. It can be hard when you're hit with those things, but if you dwell on those things, you're only going to be shackled to your current situation and that will remain your reality. Focusing on that reality is only going to keep you anchored to your current circumstances. Now, I'm not saying ignore those bills, or maybe I am. Just push them to the side. Sitting there and freaking out about them is not going to get them paid and it is not going to have you come up with the solutions that's going to get you out of that current state. And this isn't about not living in the now, because nothing is greater than the strategy of appreciating what you already have, because what you appreciate appreciates, right? So whether that's the air that you breathe so you don't suffocate and die, the food that you have an abundance of, because let's face it, even on a low budget, that's everywhere. Maybe it's the abundance of love that you have from your family and friends, or the support you have, or the access you have to free videos and anything that might inspire you to keep you in the high vibration. You can borrow that from all the other areas of your life where you are abundant and feed it into the one where you're not. And in this case, money. It is scientifically proven that your brain does not know the difference between reality and imagination. And that was in the Mind Powers event I was at a couple of weeks ago. They talked about that. It's so true. It's scientifically proven. Think of the athlete's example. How many times have you watched that if an athlete is tested where they're imagining winning a race, that their brain actually reacts as if they have already won that race? So the law of vibration is about getting your brain firing on all those cylinders as if it's already happened. So the natural next step is for that thing to actually happen. It's when you know like you know like you know. Visualization isn't new. It's been around since Jesus was knee-high to a grasshopper. And it doesn't mean that money's gonna magically fall from the sky either. Although, in the last 4 weeks, I've been in such a good vibe, random amounts of money have been coming from the most bizarre places, and it's just made me laugh, write it on my board to appreciate it, and carry on. But it keeps happening. So it kinda does fall from the sky in a metaphorical way. It's more about when you're in the right vibration, all of the solutions to get you from where your current situation is to the place you wanna be will come to you. The solutions will fall in your lap. And when those solutions come, you can then action a strategy and a plan to make it all come to fruition for you. Now, the reality people of this world are gonna like that line, action, strategy. It's way less cloud in the sky. Maybe you're not a massive dreamer. Maybe you're a medium-sized dreamer or a small dreamer. Whatever it is for you that gets you feeling in that vibe on a level that resonates with you, go with that. I'm not saying that you have to be the big head in the clouds people, like myself. But the law of vibration is as real as the law of gravity. Whether you're using that without realizing it to the negative or the positive, it's happening without you, whether you like it or not. So what is it that sets your soul on fire? What is it that sparks that creativity in you that just makes time seem like it doesn't exist? It doesn't have to be real, it's just gotta feel real. If it's that big, beautiful house that you want, go to some open homes of places that inspire you. Think about what it feels like when you walk in the door as if it's already yours. Imagine what the carpet's gonna feel like between your toes, or what those meals are gonna be like when you're surrounded by your loved ones having a beautiful Christmas dinner. If it's the ultimate relationship you want, imagine being out at dinner with your new loved one. You're across the table and you're experiencing this amazing high vibration because you're discussing your future together and your goals that you want to create. What do they look like? What do they smell like? This may sound creepy, but if there's a certain scent that makes you think about your ideal relationship, put it on a pillow next to you at night. And when you go to bed, imagine what it would be like to have that person next to you. Although it gets really weird when you walk down the street past someone who has that scent and you turn around and it's a really old man. There's a lot of power in scent. It's the reason that the malls in Las Vegas, the high-end malls, spend thousands of dollars getting actual scents made up that's pouring through the hallways of all of the malls so people will go and buy more. Or maybe your money goal is to get out of debt. Imagine that you've got this briefcase of cash and there's that one person that you've been dying to pay back. And you take that briefcase of cash and you give it to them every last cent in physical cash. Can you imagine how that would feel? Get a briefcase, even if it's got nothing in it yet. Imagine what it's gonna feel like when you hand that briefcase over to them. Make this shit feel real, like really real. Put paper in it so it feels like there's cash in it, if that makes it feel more real for you. It's time to just throw a rug over your reality. Push it to the side and get into that vibration that feels so truly real to you that all the solutions and ideas and the creativity is gonna flow to you so thick and fast. Before you know it, all the things that you want will come to fruition. Now, if you like this video and want more cool practical exercises like this, over in the Lady Balls Club is a place where we're all about high vibe. It's about bringing a community of people together with practical exercises and experts in all different areas of your life and serving you at a level where we support you in having all your wildest dreams come true. So come join us, check it out over at ladyballsclub.com, and I hope to see you in the group soon.